not traced back to a person, it cannot be alive. So now we, I am that son. Say it again, I am that son. So people are looking for something. You looking for something. You enrolled in school looking for something. You going to go to church this week, Bible study, Sunday morning, looking for something. Ain't you? You've been looking for something, huh? You're going to get up tomorrow morning looking for something. Yeah. The whole thing is a search. That's why Matthew 6:33, he makes it clear. He says, seek ye first what? Oh, where that's at, though? Oh, where that's at? Kingdom of God. This is a strong statement. The kingdom of God. God's kingdom. Where God is. Seek that first. All roads lead to the Father. Every single one of them. People out there searching. They're looking for different religions. Trying to meditate and trying to read books and do all these different things. Look, Christians looking for, do the same stuff sometimes. Trying to meditate and look for different things and trying to find, looking for something. Yes, looking for God. Yes, you ever heard the statement, looking for love in all the wrong places? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that before? Yes, yeah. If you're looking in the wrong place, you'll never find what you need to find. Amen. It doesn't matter if it's right there, right behind you, right next to you, right there with you. If you're looking in the wrong place for that thing, you will not find it. You'll still be lost. Scripture says, seek and save that which is lost, right? A lot of times you're lost when you're looking for something in the wrong place. All roads lead to Jesus. All roads lead to the Father. Jesus is the Father in the flesh. And you are too, you just don't know it. Say, I am too.
I am too.
I just don't know it. So Jesus talks, and John, well, let me read John 14:6 real quick. You can read it real quick. Are y'all there? John 14:6. Read it. What color it is?
Red.
Who talking?
Jesus.
All right, so what does he say? Read it from the beginning. I know they say Jesus said. Go ahead. Read it from the beginning. Go ahead.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father.
One more time. I'm the way, the truth. Everybody read, because I want to see all miles moving. So everybody read. I'm not going to look at who I was talking about, but everybody read. John 14:6, ready? Read.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. All
right, so nobody's going to get to the Father but by Jesus. Now, we thought that meant when I prayed that prayer, Romans 8, 10, 9, or 10, 9, and 10, and I said, come into my heart, that was the way I got to the Father. But how was it that you prayed that prayer and was still living like before you prayed that prayer? You might not have been sinning no more, but did things get better? Uh-oh. How is it that I prayed that prayer but still didn't have the power that I needed? If you tell me the truth right now, you'll say amen. If you tell me the truth about what really goes on, you'll say amen. Yeah, I know you got this fictitious faith in the air, but we don't have faith in the air no more. Faith is right inside of us. All right, something needs to change. Something needs to be different. Some things need to happen. Not just for the preachers, but for you. So I can pray this prayer. So that obviously that wasn't just it. So what is he talking about when he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life? What is he talking about? He said, I'm the way. Right? I'm the way. I'm the direction. I'm the truth. I'm the understanding. And I'm all that put together as your life. And no man can live like the Father originally intended but by me. He's saying you cannot do it unless you do it like me. It's right there in your scripture. Look at it. Look at it. He said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. You thought he meant a doorway. He didn't mean a doorway. He meant an example of what it looks like to be who you really are. So this is Jesus' conversation. His conversation was never, you go read the gospel, his conversation was never, I'm the man, I'm the boss, I'm the one, I'm it. Ain't no more like me. You know, some of us would have had the power. Huh? Yeah, we'd have had the power. We're like, yeah, ain't nothing coming after me like me. That's it. This is a wrap. You need to just come on. You might as well hold my hand and go on to glory with me. That's how, I know that's how we'd have been. Amen. Amen. We're breaking that down. That's why he said, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What are you learning? That I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart. Then you'll find rest for your soul. Meek, lowly at heart. All talk about humility. All humility means I'm in the Father in me. I'm totally dependent on him. Are you understanding me? So now Jesus talks. So Luke chapter 17, I think that's where I want to go next. And if not, I'm going to tell you somewhere else. A little side note, man, whenever you got a minister, don't be trying to impress nobody. Take your time and find where you want to go. And then get there. And so that ain't it. Matthew chapter 13. We'll go back to Luke 17, though. Matthew chapter 13. And I'll read through this quickly because I want you to get an understanding of what Jesus is saying. When we talk about, and I have to bring these together, when we talk about, and this is a perfect way to bring this together. When we talk about No One Class Church Unusual, which we shouldn't have to name it Church Unusual because church should already be unusual. Mm-hmm. All right. And then living by the book. But really, the book is living by us. Amen. Amen. The book is describing who you are already from the top to the bottom. All right. But inside of all the concepts that have to deal with Christianity, religion, with church, with Bible study, with reading the Bible, with even the whole study of the Bible, there's always layers. Everybody say layers. Layers. Come on, say it again. Say layers. Layers. There's always layers. Matter of fact, you're built in layers. Right now, I don't see your vital organs right now. I don't see your brain. The thing that makes your hand, everybody shake your hand right quick like this. The thing that's making your hand move, I don't see that thing that told you to do that. Mm-hmm. All right? I don't see it computing. It's all on the inside. Everybody say it's all on the inside. I'm going to say it again. It's all on the inside. But there are layers to this thing. There's layers to this thing. Even your skin is in layers sometimes, right? There's layers. That even I peel back your skin, I'll still be a layer before I get to your organs. Because we're built in layers. So everything is full of layers. The earth that you stand on is layers. You walk in your house, there's layers to get through your house. There's layers to your vehicle. There's layers of clothes you have on. Everything is built in layers. And so now when Jesus begins to talk to us, he talks to us. They call them parables. Everybody say parables. They call them parables. And they was asking, why are you talking to us in parables? Why do you talk like that? Why do you talk to us in parables? He said, there's a mystery there that they can't hear. And he kept on saying these words. He said, he who has ears to hear, let him. Well, come on. Y'all feel them? You mean tell me I can have these and still don't hear? Oh, it might be something deeper. Then he says, seeing, they see not. But I'm reading the same scripture you're reading. I'm going to show you in a minute how you could be sitting in the same church in the same message, get the same hands laid on you, and miss out on what God's telling you.
My God.
And be sitting there thinking you're getting it.
Yes, sir.
That's the biggest part. The biggest problem that I think, one of the biggest problems that we have as human beings is to think we know something when we don't know nothing.
Amen.
Or to think that I got that under wrap already. And you be the main one that needs some more wrapping. So now Jesus speaks in layers. So now we're right here in Matthew's. And I have to read this because I want to show Matthew chapter 13. I'll start from the beginning. I'll do a quick reading. You know this, but you have to study this. Any class, any service, I don't care how anointed it is, I don't care who preaching, every service is not long enough for you to really get it in that moment. So whenever you have a service, whenever you hear a message, whenever you hear a teaching, you have to continue in that on your own, for your own, so that it can hit you.
Amen.
Are you understanding me?
Amen.
Verse 1, and it starts off saying, the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, great multitudes were gathered to him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things to them in parables. In parables, right? There's a lot of people, but he spoke in parables. I notice when Jesus spoke to the masses, he spoke in parables. One of the reasons he spoke in parables, because they didn't need to know who he was at the time. Jesus was keeping it under wraps because it wasn't time for him to be crucified yet. So he spoke to them in parables. Different than today, you know, we have all these amendments, and so we have freedom of speech. So you can pretty much say what you want about who you want. It don't matter what office they're in. And you can talk about your president. You can talk about your, no, it doesn't matter. You just talk about anybody. And you just live willy-nilly. Not in those days. Those days, you say the wrong thing, you'll die. Because of disrespect to honor. Whatever honors that's placed there. There's a chapter in Romans chapter 13. He said, obey those that have rule over you no matter what. So in these days, Jesus got to be mindful of what he's saying because everybody don't believe like him and see like him and understand like him. And some things that he'll say are getting him to be killed earlier than time. And if you're here on a secret mission, you don't need to tell everybody I'm here.
That's right.
See, if you're here to do something as a mystery, then I don't need to tell and yell and broadcast to everybody, hey, I'm the Messiah. Because everybody don't like that message. Talk to the pastor. Behold, a soul went forth to sow, and he went and sowed. Some fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell by stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. You see that? No deepness of earth. Everybody say deepness of earth.
Deepness.
Underline it real quick if you got a Bible. If you got a Bible, you can't write it in, you get rid of it. Underline deepness of earth. Everybody don't want to be deep. All right. Verse 6. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, no deepness, because it wasn't deep, when the sun came up, they withered away. You see verse 6. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Verse 8, but other fell in the good ground and brought forth fruit, some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. And in verse 9, what it says? Come on, say it again. Say it one more time. Now I want you to see the hundredfold, sixtyfold, and the thirtyfold. That means every seed that fell didn't give a hundredfold. But it wasn't the seed fault. It's according to the ground. All right, so you got 100. You got 60. You got $30. How many you want? Which one you want? Which one you want to pick? No. I'm going to take the 30. I'm cool. I'm cool with 30. It's too much responsibility with $100. I don't want a whole 100 because they're going to be wanting my money after 100, right? No, but you want. You get to pick. You want what? Or do you? Or you want 100? You can pick out 100, 60, and 30. That's what you want, 100? Are you sure that 100 is what you want? No. Answer me like you did the first time. Are you sure? I just want to be clear that we're in the same place. Are you sure that if I give you a choice between 30, 60, and 100, that you want the 100?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes.
You want that one, huh?
Yes.
How much you willing to give for it, though? Because remember now, the scripture says that what measure you meet is measured unto you. Beat until you're called to your faith. So sparingly you, reap sparingly. So bountiful you. See, those things are not talking about things on the outside. It's all talking about things on the
inside.
You want 100, huh? Y'all want 100? On your test. Verse 11. And so here go the disciples and say, why are you speaking to them in parables? Verse 10. Verse 11, he said, he answered them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, and they say, who is them? You know, we always say, they don't want me to make it. You know, the haters? Who is they? Them people that you keep talking about. Where they live at? Because here goes Jesus talking about them. To them it ain't given. Verse 12, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. What? And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever had not, for him shall be taken away even that which he had. Don't make no sense. What are you talking about, Jesus? He who has ears to hear. Now, verse 11, he said, is given unto you to know. So now verse 12, it says, whoever hath, to him shall be given. So it's already given to you to know, but do you know that you got it? Do you know that you got it? Because if you don't know that you got it, it don't matter what you got. If you don't know that you have it, then what you have is no benefit to you. You got to understand what we have, and why we have it, and where it's at. So now you're speaking of parables. In this whole parable, it shows levels. Everybody say levels.
Levels.
We're talking about levels. We're talking about layers. Layers and levels. But I said layers and levels. See, there's levels to this thing. It's talking levels. Not all the people getting seed. All the people getting it delivered to them. All of them have been given something. But the ground determines the harvest. The ground determines what sprouts up out of the ground. Everything that's on the outside of your life that comes from your life is something that came from the inside of you. Now, we don't want to own that one too much. And we want to blame what happens to other people. Well, they did that. Well, they did that. Well, what did you do when they did that, though? How did you handle? Because a lot of times when they did that, that was a test to see what you got. Own it. You got to own it. Everything on the outside right now is a product of what's on the inside. Especially when you get to know. Now, there are things we can't control when we're younger and we're brought up a certain way and different things happen to us that we didn't have control over. I understand those things, but all things work together for good. So now when you find the love of God and you find the purpose of God, those things that went wrong for you weren't really wrong. They were building you. But once you come, they call it, we used to say in the church, they come the age of accountability. When you come to the age where you can make some decisions and some understanding and you can make some choices. Now what kind of ground are you being? Notice I ain't asked you what kind of ground you have. I said, what kind of ground are you? Because it's all about being. And I could keep reading. Let me read down a little before. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and not understand. By seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. No, not that their eyes are closed. Their eyes they have closed. Look at it. Their eyes they have closed. That means they closed their eyes, and I ain't won't see that. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand in their hearts and should be what? Should be what? Should be what? Converted or changed. Your process changed. You should be converted to who you really are if you see, hear, and understand. Verse 16, and I should hear them. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. And I don't have time to finish reading it. Luke chapter 17. There are layers to what Jesus is saying to us and showing us about who we are. He never excluded himself from us. He always said that we were one. John 15, and we'll go there in a minute if I have time, but John 15, he starts talking about abiding in the vine. He said, I'm in the Father in me, and I'm in you, and you in me. If that's not clarity of oneship, I don't know what is. At the particular time when he's talking there in John 15, I think a couple chapters before, maybe a little bit before then, Judas had left. Because he was all together, he was like, listen, I know what you ought to do. Whatever you're going to do, go ahead and do it quick. I know you're the traitor. I know you're the one. I know you ain't here for my intention. I know you just here to get whatever you're going to get. So listen, do what you're going to do fast. So Judas rolled out. After Judas leaves, he said, I'm not talking to you in parables no more. I'm going to talk to you plainly. I'm going to talk to you clearly so I can tell you what's really going on. I'm about to give you the scoop. Are you understanding? It's for a reason. Then he starts saying, you are one with the Father. Disciples still didn't pick it up. Still ain't know what was going on. Sometimes we still don't know what's going on 2,000 years later. The whole book done been written and you still don't know what's going on. You didn't study it and you still don't know what's going on because they're layers. Because we haven't dug deep enough. Because there's a story about a man that had he was digging for diamonds and digging for diamonds and jewels, and he just digging and digging and digging. You ever seen a little picture? They say he's digging and digging and digging, but he just gets tired. And right on the other side of that next scoop was what he was looking for. That'd be us sometimes. We read it and we get tired. I don't read no more this year. I'm not gonna go to school again. I'm not gonna dig anymore. Well, right on the side of that shovel is everything you've been looking for. And it's all on the inside, and it's deep on the inside. Talks about the spirit of man is a deep, deep well. Then the Holy Spirit talking about, he searches all things, yeah, the deep things. The deep things of God, where you think the deep things of God at? Well, you thought No, the deep things of God ain't out in the wilderness nowhere. Deep things of God are in. It starts digging out that stuff that's already in you. Say, it's already in me.
Already.
Say it again. Say, it's already in me.
Already.
Say it one more time. Say, it's already in me.
Already in me.
But you can go to church and you can read your Bible and not know that it's there. I see it all day long. I've been in church all my life. Heard all the messages. Almost all of them. And people still missing what Jesus is saying to them. And if you don't catch what Jesus is saying, then all the other stuff is obsolete. See, backwards. Everybody say backwards.
Backwards.
Come on, say it again. Say backwards.
Backwards.
You ever cook? Ever cook anything? Right? Well, there's an order to how things got to be done. And if you don't do them in the order, right, you won't get the right outcome. Right? And if you do them backwards, the picture won't come out like it's the taste. It just won't be there.
Right.
You're probably going to burn something
right.
Or something going to be undercooked because you did it backwards. Got another backwards for you, right? You drove here? You drove here tonight, right? Drive home backwards.
Yeah.
Tell me, I'm coming against you. You're going to call, you're going to email, rip my trail. Come pick me up. I'm on the side of the road because I tried to drive home backwards. How that's going to work out? So backwards has never been the process, has it? And so, since the beginning, since the tree, we've been living backwards. So we've been doing, trying to get to God. When God is where? Have you ever been trying to do the right thing? I've been doing. Just don't lie to me right quick, all right? Listen, I know. Just don't lie to me. You're doing. I just can't hear him talking to me. I'm doing, but I don't get the result I'm supposed to get. If you be honest, everybody in here be honest. And if you don't be honest, then that's it right there. doing.
Yes,
trying to get it done so you can be pleasing to the Father. Well, he's already pleased because you're here.
Amen.
He sent you here. He was pleased. Right? Without you knowing the scripture or saying a shata, or enrolling in a school, he was already pleased with you.
Amen.
So maybe we've been driving home backwards.
Wow.
Maybe I've been doing to get to the Father when I realize that the Father is in me, it helps me do.
Yes, sir. That's good. Yes, sir.
Maybe my actions have been empty because I hadn't put any life in them.
My God.
This is backwards. I've been trying to live morally and failing miserably. Because I thought that living morally was holiness when actually holiness makes the morality. Be ye holy. Scripture says this. It says be. Oh, starts with that though, right? Be you. Let me break it down. Be you. And who's that? Holy. You're already holy. Are y'all listening to me? Holiness can't be based on your actions. Watch this. Your holiness has to be your identity, not based on your actions, because if you do something unholy, he'll forgive you regardless of what you did.
Yes,
so it can't be that it was the thing,
right.
Or it was the action.
Yes.
So holiness has to be the being.
Yes.
And the being brings the morality.
Yes.
Are y'all seeing me?
Yes,
so now, but we got to start from the root.
Right.
The fruit don't produce the root. The root produces the. And where are the roots? Huh? Inside the what? Inside the ground, huh? What you made out of? Uh-huh, ground. Luke 17, verse 22. I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to get to, so hopefully I can make it there. It's inside. Say it's inside. Verse 22. Well, we'll start off with verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, they so cheeky. The Pharisees demanded so much because you had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. None of them, all of them was about the law. None of them believed that it was nothing else happening. They didn't believe in Jesus. I learned that the Pharisees had a certain role, but the Sadducees are the ones that tried to use the law to cater to the rich people. That's why they demanding so much right now. You're going to tell us what you are. And they were all in cahoots with the Roman government. Okay. So they demanded, when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come. Now you got to see what he's saying, when it should come. Seems like a time, right? And he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not. And if you look up the word come, it really means it's not so much come here. It's come here, but it's also being revealed. Something being opened. You're going to see that word revealed in a minute. They said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Okay, so now you realize that it's not with all this observation that you're doing. So all this reading and all this studying and all these things that you're researching, all these messages that you're trying to, it's not, the kingdom of God does not come in those. Okay, well, what is that for? Well, that is to assist me to show me where the kingdom of God is. Amen. Yes. See, everything on the outside is an assistance. Mm-hmm. Right? And I said this, I did a video online. Everything on the outside of you, right now, Montreal, talking to you right now, is an assistance to your insistence. This is what I'm saying. When you ever somebody say they insist, like I insist, like I don't, like it's not, we're not talking no more. I'm not asking. I insist. Like I'm also making a demand on this. I'm also saying, hey, this got to be done. I insist. Everybody say I insist.
I insist.
See, assistance helps you do it, but insistence can only be done by you. So you're the only person that can insist that the real you stand up on the inside. Everything on the outside is assisting that. So now he says, the kingdom of God, look at it. The kingdom of God, it does not come with observation. So it does not come with what you see out here. Verse 21, neither shall they say what? Lo here and lo there. For what? Behold, right? Behold, and what it says? The kingdom of God is where? Within you. Say within me. So not over there. It's not over there. It's not at class. It's not at church. It's in you. Those things are good because they're assisting you to know how to work and what's in you already. Are you understanding me? But the kingdom of God is within you. Say it. Say me. It's within me. Say it again.
The kingdom of God is within you.
Say it again.
The kingdom of God is within you.
Now, if you don't take time to study that, you just want to keep praying like you pray, like you've been praying for years. And you want to keep your religion, your good old religion like it is, and it's been comfortable. Because I'm going to tell you now, the deeper you dig, the more uncomfortable it get. That pressure get a little deeper when it get a little stronger. The deeper you go. So if you're cool with where you at, then stay where you at. Just go somewhere else. But this process, Jesus talking, said it does not come with observation. So I know you've been watching your videos and learning. I know, and I'm not saying, don't stop. Keep doing them. I know what you've been doing on the outside. I know the stuff that we've been trying to, on the search. But what you're searching for is you. I'm a wait. What I've been searching for, say it. Come on, say it. Nah, say it. No, say it. Say it. And what I've been searching for is me. Now, see, you got a problem with that because you think you're talking you out other than the Father. How can you be other than the Father? Where your spirit came from? No, it came from somebody else. No, where your spirit came from? So you already one with the Father. You can't be nobody else. I wish I could witness like this. Like I would witness in the people that's quote unquote unsaved, right? I wish I could tell them, hey, I know you're trying to get away, but you can't really. Like, I know you want to be somebody else, but ain't nobody else to be. Wouldn't that be a great conversation starter? Listen, I know you want to be somebody else. I get it. Me too. I thought I wanted to be somebody, but ain't nobody else to be. All roads lead to the Father. Cool, you can go over there and learn that religion. Cool, you can go over there and learn that thing. Cool, you can go stand over here. But eventually that circle gonna come all the way back around to this thing right here. Kingdom of God as well? How clear is that to you? No, hold on. How clear is that to you? Huh? How clear is that? I'll see how clear. Let me come with you to work tomorrow. Let me go be in your prayer time in the morning and see all the stuff you be asking for. Here we go. Oh, yeah, come on, let me come. Let me come next time that thing hits you in your mouth. Boom. And that problem come. Boom. We're going to see it clear. The kingdom of God, you see what I'm saying? We're going to see the kingdom of God is in you. Because see, the kingdom of God is in you. You understand it. Even when that thing swing at you, it just letting you know how strong your chin is. My mouth hurts. Shut up. Stop. I ain't no counseling session right now. Stop. I'm counseling the people that's broken that don't. Look, you know. Where the kingdom of God at? Where's the kingdom of God? It's within you, right? And if the kingdom of God is in you. My body is a temple. We start thinking, oh, that's just so I don't touch my body now. I just want to be, but it's much deeper. Everybody say it's much deeper. Yeah. See, in church, Jesus always leading us to a deeper thing, which is him, which is the Father in you. But sometimes you can get caught up in the actions. Sometimes you can get caught up in the scriptures. When John 5:39 makes it clear, he says, search the scriptures, so do it. For in them you think you have eternal life. He said, and they are they which testify of me. So whether you like it or not, the scripture is testifying of a person. He said, but you won't come. And then you know the word come means reveal, so you won't be revealed all the way to me. Verse 22, and he said unto the disciples, the days come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man and shall not see it. All right, now everybody jumped on this whole parable, this whole set of scriptures right here, and they started talking about the second coming. The rapture, although rapture ain't in the Bible. I'll wait. Yeah, rapture. Y'all been talking about the rapture? You ever heard of the rapture? That word ain't in the Bible. Rapture. You know rapture comes from the word rape? Oh, yeah, go tell your friends. Yeah, etymology comes from rapture, like it's kidnapped. So when we talking about we're going to be raptured, we're going to be raped from this earth. So Jesus wasn't talking about no raping you and kidnapping you. Rapture, it's something some man that came up with, and we just took it and ran with it like gullible old church. Oh, y'all ain't know that, huh? You know, rapture man, rape a man, uh-huh. Y'all ain't know that, huh? Uh-huh. Now you know, so don't be talking about the rapture coming. No, don't tell me that. If I knew words, I'd be like, no, I don't want the rapture. Don't rapture me. Do not rap me. They thought they're talking about the rapture. If everything was about the second coming, then the second coming would have came already. All right, this is religion. I'm about to, oh, Lord Jesus, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's just, we got to do it. If everything was about going to heaven, then the moment that you decided to come to the knowledge of the Father, poof, we'd have been gone in the altar worker room. Poof. That was a wrap because ain't no reason. Ain't no other reason for to be here. It's about heaven, right? If it's about heaven, then it's a poof. Poof, be gone. But clearly, feet, you still here? So it's something else. So when he starts talking to us in parables, he's not just talking about over yonder. The one time they asked Jesus how to pray. Matthew chapter 6 and 9, don't go there. The Lord teach us to pray. He didn't tell them about tongues. He didn't tell them about no other prayer. He didn't tell them nothing. He said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So right here, right now, in me, do it right now, Jesus. He didn't take you nowhere else. Our Father, and when they say you call him a father, that means you call yourself one. The moment that you call somebody father, you become one with that. You got to be. So Jesus makes a statement. He said, don't call no man your father. He said in Matthew, it's funny, man. Yeah, we see these scriptures, we don't read them. He said, don't call no man your father. Because you just equalize yourself with him. He said, you got one father, the Father which is in heaven. That's Jesus talking. All right? Because he's trying to get you to not limit yourself. He said, pray like this. One time. They were asking that. One time. Teach us how to pray. So when you pray like this. Father, equality. Our Father. Then not only did it take equality for you, but you involved everybody around you. Love your neighbor like you love you. Love your neighbor like you love you. See, Jesus, boy, y'all got to see his layers. Yes. Jesus got layers, man. The way Jesus talked, there was layers in that. See, honestly, you shouldn't even want to do anything but live in the book. Because when I get to talking like this, I see there's layers. I don't want to search nothing else but that. Because it keeps telling me about me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy character, thy kingdom come. The kingdom, the way, the same kingdom, thy kingdom come. Where's the kingdom at? So let your kingdom come out of me. Excuse me, but it's cruel. But you know when they say, man, I ate that food, but it came up. You ever heard that before? Yeah, I know that's nasty. I know, but I ate it and it came up. Right? Let your kingdom, let me regurgitate. Because it's already been inside of me. Let me, I know it's bad, but let's go positive. If throw up was a good thing, right? Why? Right? Let's throw up the kingdom. So now I should be regurgitating the kingdom all over the place right now. So thy kingdom come. I get almost, like I can't help. It got to come up out of me. Because there's other stuff making me sick. And I got. And then you will stop at B. And then do it. But the B come for the do. If you don't know who you be, you can't do it. That's why you prayed those prayers and nothing happened, because you didn't know who you were when you were praying. And while you were praying, you were asking a distant God. You didn't even call him Father. You know, ain't nobody was calling him Father till Jesus. Go do your research in your Bible. Go ahead. They wouldn't even, God. Jesus said, my Father. Uh-oh, we got to kill him. And they said, we got to get rid of him because he just set up and called his Father, made himself one with his Father. The days will come when they shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. You shall not see it. They shall say unto you, see here or see there. It's like low here, low there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other parts of the heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in this day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Now he said generation. He didn't say rejected of the sinners. Or rejected of the worldly, whatever we like to say. You know, there's a lot of people in church rejecting Jesus. Yeah, in the Christian church. And the root word of Christian is Christ. How you reject Christ and you Christian? You don't even know who you are. Well, you say, well, because they be at church all the time. Because they be praying. I got something for them people that be praying and be at church all the time and people that be casting out demons and stuff. And there's a part he said, they're gonna be many of you going to say, Lord, Lord, I cast out demons in your name. I say, well, I done that before. He said, they're going to say, we've been praying, we've been serving, you've been doing all these things. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. And for me, you know, I'm going on, you know, right at 18, 19 years a minute, like ministry, like actually preaching. And I've been 30 all my life in church. And for me, the day that I read this and I understood what it's saying, it shook me. Because I said, that's me. I said, because I've been categorizing myself like that. I'd be on time for prayer. And I don't mean be late for prayer, y'all. So don't tell nobody I told y'all that, all right? But I'm saying I was doing it. Like, I graduated ministry school. I went to ministry school the 2 years of my 11th or 12th grade of high school. I was going to ministry school, and it was a little different than y'all. I was going on Thursdays, 7 to 9, Tuesdays, 7 to 9, and Saturdays from 9 to 12. Whew. Bless you. And, you know, Saturdays are the holy grail when you're in high school. And middle school, yeah, don't touch my Saturday. Leave me alone. Don't call me till after 12:30. So there's a commitment there. All right? But I graduated high school and ministry school the same week. I was youth pastor all these years before. I was traveling when I was 16. I was missing games and dances. I was doing I was doing the things I was supposed to do, and I saw it. I've been living right. I've been praying in tongues. I've been doing, and then I saw the scripture. I said, well, hold up. That's me. That's what I've been defining myself by all these things that I've been doing. You mean tell me I've been doing all this stuff all this time and he gonna tell me depart from me? What you mean? What you mean depart from you? What you mean you don't know me? All the times I'm sitting up in there in your church? What you mean you don't know me? Then how does the all-knowing person don't know somebody? Uh-oh. Come on, catch the depth. Everybody say it's deeper than that. Come on, say it again, say it's deeper than that. Say it again, say it's deeper than that. It is always deeper than what's on the surface. Don't nobody put the treasure on the top. The part of me, I never knew you. Well, no, but you know all things. God is omniscient, right? You know all things, right? What you mean? He's saying you don't know you. And you don't know me in you. And you never knew we was together. All that good stuff you did and you ain't know we was together. All that diligence and servanthood and whatever you want to call it. So now we're backwards. We've been doing that to have an identity where my identity makes me do that. y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
no, I don't think y'all hear what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah. I've been doing that to have an identity. When actually, if I go to my identity, this becomes clockwork. It comes out of me, yielding. Everybody say yield. The tree yields fruit. The tree don't squeeze the fruit out. Oh, you don't never see no branches talking about, come on, let's work the fruit. Come out. You'll never see that. The fruit comes out of the tree because that's what it is. It yields. Everybody say yield. Come on, say it again. Say yield. Come on, say it again. Say yield. Yielding is one of the hardest things that we have to learn how to do because we don't yield. We want to be in control because we've been taught this through grade school and through our families and through our understanding and through our races and through government that we've been taught to control everything and let that what we control and give us identity. When actually I need to stop and know who you are and yield to who you are. And the fruit will come out. And in season, it'll bear fruit. We've been backwards. Now verse 26, watch this. I want you to find, listen, you will find, thank you, Holy Ghost. You will find yourself very, very clear in this if you pay attention. But first you must suffer, verse 20, so many things to be rejected as generation. Verse 26, and as it was in the day of Noah, N-O-E, he's talking about Noah. Y'all know Noah, right? Y'all know the story about Noah, right? I ain't got time to go there, but I had to go to the story about Noah. You know, the people was wilding. The Lord told him to build a boat before there was ever any rain. So out of faith, he built the boat anyway. And the people said, you crazy. You tripping. Why you doing all that? Then the rain started. They're like, what is this? What is this liquidy substance falling from the heavens? It's too late then. You're in trouble now. As it was in the day of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. They did eat and they drank. They married wives and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and did what? Well, they were just eating and drinking and getting married. They were just doing the normal stuff that we do. That's what we've been doing. If we ain't married, we're trying to find somebody to marry. That's what we've been doing. We always eating and drinking. When you say drinking, you ain't got to be out in the bar. You just drink. You just drink some water today. You was drinking. That's us. I didn't say that. Until the day Noah entered where? Where? No, he was on the ark. He was standing by the ark. No, he went inside. Oh, where he went? Until Noah went inside. Until Noah went inside, right? It was up until the day he went inside. You go back and read that story. You read it for yourself. I ain't got time. Until he went inside, right? Then he went inside, and they say the flood came and did what? Golly, but these are the people you created, God. How many of them? I'm laughing, but it probably wasn't a laughable thing at the time. Likewise, also it was in the day of Lot. Y'all know Lot, huh? Lot was with Abraham, right? If you take the Bible as a story about you, all of these things happen literally. But there are also some things that shows you and examples of what your life can be like. And God told Abraham, get out from your country, from your kindred to a land I'm going to show you. In other words, get from the land that you've been in, land, Right? Get from the place that you've been in, the things that have been defining you, your kinfolks and where you've been staying and where you grew up and where you, your home church and all that stuff. Or I'm a member of such and such. Get out from the land. If he was a member of a church, he had to leave it that day. Get out from the land to a land that I'm going to show you. He said, get away from your kinfolks. And at the end, he said, Lot went with him. That's his little nephew. That's your kinfolks. I told you, get away from your kinfolks. Don't take your kinfolks with you. And then later on, we got a problem because he done slowed us down. We done gotten fights. Our people done gotten fights. And now my servants are fighting his servants, and we don't know what's going on when it would have been a breeze if I'd have left my people. And it's showing that sometimes in the new place that God is trying to take you, you're still trying to take your old stuff. But he who is in Christ is a new creature, and old things are passed away. And behold, how many all things are become new? They're made new. Let yourself be made new and stop holding on to them old thoughts. Those are the ones that's keeping you from moving. Don't take a lie with you. Say it. Come on, say it again. Don't take a lie with you. Say it again. Say, don't take a lie with you. But right here in the days of Lot, they did eat. There they go eating again. That's you, right? You's eating. And then they drank. You drinking, right? Now you ain't. I know you. I didn't say they've been drinking. No. I'm talking about, all right. Right? And then they bought. Do you buy things? Yes, sir. Oh, no. Do you buy things? Yes, sir. You got gas in your car. Did you buy it? Yes, sir. You got clothes on your back. Did you buy them? Yes, sir. Well, they, somebody gave them to me. Well, somebody bought them. They were bought. So you bought. And you sold. Commerce. You say, well, I ain't no sell. Where you work at, they selling something. You helping them sell something. Amen. It's talking system. And they planted and they built. It sounds like some good stuff. Don't it?
Yes,
sound like what we taught. We went to school, got degrees for everything, all these things the system told us we need to have. Mm-hmm. That's going to challenge you, I'm telling you now. We're doing all the right stuff. I got to feed my family, right? All this stuff we be saying. Mm-hmm. He ain't saying nothing about tricking, thugging, fornicating, adultering, stealing, killing. Ain't none of that. He's just eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. Marrying and giving to marriage. That sounds pretty normal life to me. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed how many of them? Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is what? Oh, now we went from Son of Man coming to the Son of Man being
revealed.
To the Son of Man being
revealed.
Oh, what am I reading? I'm reading that I can get caught up in all the things that I thought I was supposed to be doing and not be who I'm supposed to be. Married? Y'all married? Yeah, your identity empowers the marriage. Your marriage don't give you an identity. You're more than a husband and more than a wife, but the identity of your true God in you makes you better for that. Or makes you better at that. But we learn the other way. So you got a degree to get this job. And God bless you. I know you went to school for a long time. I understand. God bless you. Thank God for being diligent. Diligent plays off. But then you've gotten this title, and this title gives you an identity when actually your true identity fulfills the title. Backwards. You remember backwards? Are you understanding what I'm saying? But if I go through the motions and I leave me out, see the equation, you've left you out. You left the true nature of who you are. There's another version of this. You got to find it for yourself because I ain't got time to go. There's another version of this. Yeah. There's another version of this talking about the days of Noah. And it says they were doing all this stuff that they were supposed to be doing. And they couldn't even see the flood when it was coming. Wow. You so caught up with doing what you thought you were supposed to be doing. You couldn't even see that there was something else on the inside that you were supposed to be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just study it, man. Just study it. Sheesh.